life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live, baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Welcome to Chadron, Nebraska, as we get set for the first softball game of the year here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here at the Chadron Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. We got Chadron taking on Southern Valley Alma. The Saints coming up to town for a rare appearance. These two teams will play again coming up on Saturday in the first round of the Lexington Invite. We've had a couple games played here today. Baird was up in town playing against Southern Valley. That was a win for the Baird Tigers, 8-6, I believe, was the final score. Then we had a JV game just now between Chadron and Southern Valley. Chadron did get the win. Chadron comes into the season with a lot of changes. They went 13-14 last year, made it to the district final, losing to Bishop Newman in two games. But they can hit, and they hit well last year. We talked to Jody Hendrickson last night on Sports Weekly. She was talking about the 300 number last year. They hit about 338. Seeing how they played in their scrimmage back on Monday night, the inter-squad scrimmage, I could see this team hitting pretty well this tonight and this season. So let's jump into this Cardinal team a little bit more. They've played Southern Valley 15 times in the past roughly 8 or so years. The thing is, this series tends to see a lot of high-scoring games between the two teams. Last year's final score was 17-5 in the way of the Chadron Cardinals. That was down in, I believe, Oxford is where they played the game. It's the first time Southern Valley's been up here to Northwest Panhandle. But a lot of these games tend to go pretty crazy. All but three of the 15 games in this series so far, the winner has scored north of 10 runs. And again, last year, 17-5, a win for the Chadron Cardinals against Southern Valley. Southern Valley got the lead 5-0 after the first inning. Then it was all Chadron the rest of the way for a run rule game. Chase Thompson here in Northwest Chadron, getting you set for Chadron versus Southern Valley in the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll take a break, come back, and give you the Country Kitchen starting lineups. You're tuning in to Chadron Softball here on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, Please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Have you driven through Wallstrom Ford's lot and checked out all the new inventory? This is Caesar from Wallstrom Ford letting you know that we have several new vehicles in stock, including Super Duties and F-150s. Rebates are starting to come back around, so stop by and see what kind of deal we can put together for you. Not all buyers will qualify. See store for details. That's Wallstrom Ford, the Valley Store, East Highway 20 in Chadron, online at WallstromCars.com.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We're back here live getting you set for Chadron versus Southern Valley Alma here in the Chadron Community Hospital. Pre-game show exceeding the standard, excellence in health. The teams are starting to finish up their warm-up. So let's get into the Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. Let's go out with the road team for this evening. The Southern Valley Alma Saints are going to come out with on the mound Caitlin Bradley. I beg your pardon. She will be in left field. On the designated player will be Ava Dunsey. Natalie Holste will be up out in center field. Britton Bailey will be the catcher tonight. Macy Adams, number 18, will be playing in second base. Georgia Hammond will be the starting pitcher. Alex Myers will be out in right field. Kayla Schultz will be the first baseman. And the flex player is Sydney Baker, their head coach by Paige Hauser and Gerald Utterbeck for the Chadron Cardinals. We got the starting pitcher last night. I was able to get that out of head coach Jody Hendrickson last night. So Jordan Chesley will be batting in the five spot. We'll go down the order for the Chadron Cardinals for tonight. They'll come out. Leading off is Addie Groover, a freshman, followed by she'll be playing out in left field. Out in center field and batting second will be Avrielle Sager. She's a senior, followed in batting third. Be number 16, Jake Guter. She's a freshman. She'll be out there in first base. Doing the catching will be Sarah Labrier, batting fifth, and doing the starting pitching will be Jodine Chesley. Following her in the batting order, batting sixth, is number 10, Chloe Wright. She will be playing in left field. Batting seventh, number 22, JC Truman. She'll be at second base. Batting eighth is Alex Rasmussen. She's number 20. She'll be out in right field and then playing out second base. So five is third base. I beg your pardon. Truman will be at third base and Huffman will be running out the batting order. She'll be playing in second base. Teams have gone to their dugouts to get ready to go for this game. We'll take a quick break. Come back. First pit, the State Farm first pitch and the Chadron lock keys of the game coming up next.
All right, welcome to tonight's competition between the Southern Valley Alma Lady Saints and your Chadron.
We're still here getting you set for Chadron versus Southern Valley Alma.
The Southern Valley Saints.
Here,
batting first, playing
they're starting to announce the starting lineups for you. Well, I'll go ahead and give you the Chadron lock keys of the game for tonight. Chadron, I have as Chadron lock keys of the game, I beg your pardon. Your local dealer for locks, safes, security cameras, access control, and more. Chadron, I have for them tonight hitting. They have a good hitting team. This matchup tends to have high scoring games, so you need good hitting and you need defensive. You need a really good defense. Jordan Chesley, keep the ball in play. She's a really good pitcher, though. She was the team's leading pitcher last year.
Number 14, your pitcher.
So they'll have to have a great game on defense side. Southern Valley just settle in.
Number 2, playing right field, Alexis.
They had a rough start to against Baird earlier this year. And these two teams will play coming up on Saturday in Lexington. We'll try to take another break, come back for first pitch here on KBPY.
Substitutes for the Saints are number 14.
Aero Building Center has over 100 Wadena entrance systems, one with your name on it. Wadena entrance systems are made in America, and their focus is on quality, performance, security, and selection. Wadena entry doors come in your choice of premium steel, fiberglass, or wood, built to withstand the weather and add to the personality of your home. Stop by Aero Building Center and take a look for yourself. More styles, more colors, more designs from Wadena entry doors and Aero Building Center. And don't forget, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, Aero can help you with installation. August is Wadena Door Systems at Aero Building Center.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatham, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Welcome back to Shattered Community Hospital, seeing the standard excellence in healthcare pregame show. Chase Thompson with you in the Platte Valley broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. Just heard the national anthem for everybody here, getting you set for Shattered versus Southern Valley Alma here on 107.7 KBPY. Can't wait to be along with you. The first of a busy fall schedule we have in front of you. All Shattering softball and volleyball could be heard here live on KBPY. Beginning next Friday, we'll have our own Jeremy Anderson going on the road and doing some smaller school games for us. You'll hear me over on 610 AM KCSR for football all fall on Friday nights. Shattering starting pitcher for the Country Kitchen starting lineup, Jodine Chesley. Last year, she had a really good year for Shattering. She was actually the leading pitcher coming back for the Cardinals. She's getting warmed up right now. Throwing to Sarah LeBeer. Get Chesley's stats up for you real fast. Shattering team went 13-14 last season. With how the sub-districts are going to serpentine this year, they're going to be a tough path back to hosting in the sub-district tournament round. So if you're not familiar with how that works, what's going to happen is I read today that they are going to go with regions similar to a volleyball, but what I've been told, they're not going to do that. They're going to be straight up across state in Nebraska. So Chesley last season, 2.47 ERA, 5 wins, 2 losses. Don't have her innings pitched, but she did have 12 appearances for the Shattering Cardinals. This will conclude the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding standard excellence in healthcare. We're getting you set for the State Farm first pitch, like a good neighbor. Tracy Strothide and State Farm is there for you. And up the bat for Southern Valley Alma is Caitlin Bradley. So happy to have you along with us here tonight. Chase Thompson on the call. Here comes State Farm first pitch. It's going to miss low in the dirt. Count is 1-0. Gorgeous night here in Chatterton, 85 degrees, mostly cloudy. Lights are on here at the softball field. Wind blowing out to left field toward where we saw some Chatterton home runs during the scrimmage Monday night. Second pitch is taken in the dirt, low for ball 2. Official start time of this game, 5:35. Here comes the 2-0 to Bradley. Slap foul to the left side, just missed being a fair ball down the left field line. Turns the count into 2-1 for Bradley. Southern Valley team last year went 9-18. They did lose to Baird earlier today, 8-6, so they are 0-1 on the season. They're going to go, both these teams are going to long haul down to Lexington and play each other on Saturday morning. As the 2-1 is flown out to left field, chasing Downs, left fielder, and pulling it in.
Addison Gruber in left field, out number one for the
first out. Addison Gruber out there.
Bat, number 21.
In left field. Addie Gruber out there in left field for the first out. One down here in the top half of the Nebraska Bank first inning. Rooted for you and rooting for you, Nebraska Bank. One down here in the top half. First, here comes the first pitch from Chesley. It's in there, swung at for strike one. Dunsey up to bat. Ava Dunsey, I beg your pardon. Number 21 takes a 1 pitch right down the middle for strike 2. 0-2 is the count. One down here in the top half of the first inning. Southern Valley team, they went 9-18. In their 9 wins, they didn't have a win against a team that finished above 500. Their best win was over Highway 6, which finished 11-17. As the 0-2 is taken in the dirt for ball 1. These two teams will both truck down to Lexington on Saturday with the tournament that will include Lexington, Gothenburg, Scottsbluff, Highway 6, Bennington, Lions, and of course two teams that are playing in front of us here tonight on KBPY. 1-2 is taken high for ball 2. 2-2 is the count. Looks dry coming to our west. I'm not too concerned about any rain tonight, or unlike what we had last night during the coach show, as 2-2 is slapped for left field. He gets down in front of Gruber. Stopping at first is Ava Dunsey.
Single for Dunsey brings up number 6, Natalie Holst.
As number 6, Natalie Holst comes up to bat. One on, one down here. Top out the first, and the first pitch swung at for strike 1. One hit so far in the top half of the first. The 0-1 is fouled off to the right side. To make the count 0-2. Above the dugout toward where they have a batter's cage here, Hammond Park. Second straight batter with an 0-2 count. That one is popped up toward center field, looking toward the Bermuda Triangle. It does get down. The runner had to hold off at first, so there will be a force out at second. That's going to go down.
Second base brings out number 2 for the Saints. And up to bat number 4, Bryn Bailey.
As a fielder's choice now, number 4, Bryn Bailey will come up to bat. down. Top out the first. The first pitch is hammered over the right. The shortstop's head lands in the center fielder, so there's going to be a play over at third. And the runner is out at third. Holste goes all the way to third. Gets tagged out for the third out of the Nebraska, the top half of the Nebraska Bank first inning. Rooting for you. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come back bottom half of the first here on KBPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back to Hammond Park. Chase Thompson here with you in the bottom half of the Nebraska Bank first inning. Score stays 0-0. There's one left on after a base hit to left field by Brim Bailey. Runner on first went all the way to third trying to make the play. She was ruled out, and there was a discussion by the umpires. It was Natalie Holste who got called out at third. There was a discussion between the umpires of, was the runner being blocked and unable to get, have a fair chance to get the base? They discussed for a minute or two, for a second or two when we were at that break, but they ended up eventually ruling her out. So that was what it concluded, the top half of the first. Now, Shattering will have their first three batters coming up, and it'll be Abby Groover. I'm just trying to get this correct for you. Abby Groover will be up first, followed by Avery Seeger, and batting third will be Jay Gooder. Pitching for Southern Valley. I'm trying to figure out who's pitching. I haven't seen it yet. It's number 14, Georgia Hammond.
For the Cardinals, number 12, Addison Groover.
Georgia Hammond up on the out on the mound, and doing the catching is Brim Bailey. When balling from right field to left field, kind of tunneling right where I'm sitting right here, just behind the left side of home plate, as we're gonna have Addie Groover coming up, the freshman lefty, getting her first varsity at bat for the Shattering Cardinals. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Studio 308, Dean Nitch, and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. And of course, right as I'm doing a live read, the foul ball comes straight to my face and hits the fence. Counts 1-1. That slap foul toward the head coach for Shadron, Jody Hendrickson. She was my second guest last night on Sports Weekly. She had a lot of good things to say. Understands this is a young team, but a team that can hit the ball well. Sarah LeBeer was the leading home run hitter last year, and that's a slap bunt toward, down toward third baseline. It will stay foul, so according to the scoreboard, the count is 2-2. So we'll ride with that. Yeah, it is 2-2. So that pitch that actually hit right in front of me, I think must have just deflected off the catcher. Here comes the 2-2 count. It's a slap bunt toward the shortstop coming up and pulling it in for the first out.
Base is at number one for the Cardinals, and that will bring up Number 3, Avriel Sager.
Shortstop. Kalen Bradley coming up for the first out. One down here in the bottom half of the first as Riel Sager comes up to bat. She'll swing on the first pitch towards the second baseman, and that is pulled in.
Second base out number 2 for the Cardinals. That will bring up for number 16.
For the second out
Jay Gooder
of the inning now, number 16, Jay Gooder will come up to bat. Quick 2-up, 2-down here in the bottom half. First, no score yet here at Ammon Park. Earlier today in the JV game, Shattern had to have a last-inning comeback run up against the time limit clock as the first pitch swung at for strike one. Ended up being a 3-run inning for Shattern in the bottom half of the fourth before the clock ran out on the game for them to get the win in the JV game. Well, one pitch is taken way outside for ball one. Counts 1-1, 2 down here in the top half of the first. Here's the pitch from Hammond. Missed high and outside for ball two. 2-1's the count, 2 down on a breezy night here in Shattern. Wind blowing again from, say, just from about the first base dugout toward left field. 2-1 pitch, taken inside for ball three. Pitch. It's grounded toward the pitcher. Hammond picks it up, dishes it over to the first baseman.
First is out number 3 for the Cardinals.
And that'll do it.
At the top
for
of the second.
The bottom half of the Nebraska Bank. First inning. We'll come back for the top of the second here on 107.7 KBPY. 0-0 is the score.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Five, six, seven in the top half of the second inning. The second inning here on Shattered Sports this year and second quarter will be sponsored by Farm Bureau and an agent, Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. Chase Thompson here with you. Shattered versus Southern Valley Alma, the Saints here on 107.7 KBPY. Have football next Friday night for Shattered High. That'll be over on 6:10 a.m. KCSR. Shattern versus Broken Bow. Two powerhouse teams, Shattern in football anyways. Voted just outside the top 10 in the early polls. Broken Bow's been
number 18,
around
Macy
7,
Adams.
8. As number 18, Macy Adams will step up to the plate. Jodine Chesley, the starting pitcher for Shattern, allowed 2 hits in the top half of the first, but no runs allowed. Fielder's choice ended the inning as the first pitch for Adams is taken high for ball one. Still no score. Last year, the home team, which in this matchup, which was Southern Valley Alma, was up 5-0 after the first. Game ended after 3 innings, so still got a lot of time for a lot of things to happen in this ball game. Counts 2-0. Shattering Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it, which supportive chiropractic care at Shattering Chiropractic in downtown Shattering. Here comes 2-0 pitch, and it hits Adams. Adams go to first on the hit by pitch. Now up to bat is number 7, Amy Luke.
Batting for the Saints is number 7, Amy Luke.
Luke gets the sign. Some that I've noticed so far in softball is a lot of these players are wearing armbands similar to what you see from quarterbacks and football players. She's going to show bunt. Gets a good one down to her third base. Picked up on third base. Thrown over to first. That was an incredible play. Runner in trouble. She's going to get back to second. She would have been called safe anyways.
Cardinals got the out at first. Adams at second. And that will bring up number 14, Georgia Hammond.
There was a little bit of a block between one of the Shattern players and the runner trying to get back to second. She would have been called safe at second. Adams would have been, but Luke with the sacrifice bunt gets the runner over to second. One down here in the top half of the second inning. As up to bat, it is Georgia Hammond, the starting pitcher. She went 3-3 down. Top half first, takes the first pitch in low for ball one. Thrive Financial expert. Financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. 1-0 pitch is taken in the dirt. Runner ball two. Runner on second, one down. Here in the top half for the second inning. Still no score between Shattern and Southern Valley Alma. 2-0 pitch. Oh, it's a nice breaking pitch. Hacked at for strike one. Out for Southern Valley getting loud. The 2-1 pitch is taken in there for ball three. There is an open base over first. It would create a double play situation if Shattern were interested in that happening. See if Chesley will attack. She's going to miss low for ball four.
Ball four for Hammond. Gonna bring
it's not the worst.
Two, Alex Myers.
That is number two, Alex Myers. We'll step up to bat. And they're going to bring in a special pinch runner for Hammond, which last time I called softball was back in college, and this was a very frequent situation. We've heard number 15, Beth Crawford.
Running for the Saints is number 15, Beth Crawford.
She'll replace Hammond, the starting pitcher. Usually it's the pitcher and the catcher that can be ran for as right fielder Alex Myers comes up to bat. Two on, one down. First pitch taken on the inner half of the plate for strike one to Myers. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ring Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like perfect season. All season, call the guys in the know-how about a ring unit today at 308-432-6722, and that's a liner. Center field, center fielder picking it up, and wasn't caught. The runner had to wait. It was Adams who had to wait
Myers finds herself
to see if it was going to be caught or not. 30. The liner from Myers, it's going to end up being a base hit for Southern Valley, and the bases are juiced. Up to bat is Kaya Schultz. Schultz, starting third baseman. Tonight for Southern Valley, she has a chance to break this game open. One down. Pitch is taken high. She did duck, but it's still going to be ruled a ball. Chesley, last season, had a really good ERA in 12 appearances. She can get out of this jam. That is popped high. That's trailing foul. The first baseman for Shattern going after it's Gooder. Who
catch by Gooder is out number two for the Saints. Up to bat would be number one.
Yeah, the big out in this game is that to the top of the order with Caitlin Bradley. She flew out to the left fielder to begin this game. Bases juice, two down, top of the second. First pitch is fouled right back.
strike one. Scooter's Coffee, amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast. Go get yourself a coffee and scoot around at Scooter's. First pitch is fouled off here. Second one, and it's a mistake pitch. Runner stays at second. She just held on to the ball way too long. Chesley did. No one moves, so the count is 1-1. Comes the 1-1. Foul away, back toward the restrooms.
Any of those foul balls, if you bring them to the concession stands, we'll have a popsicle for you.
Counts 1-2. Two down here in the top half. Second, this is a big pitch. Chesley misses in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher, Sarah LeBrier. Two's across the board on the scoreboard. Two strikes, two balls, two outs. Bases juiced. It's 2-2. It's going to miss in the dirt, LeBrier. With another great stop. Biggest pitch of the game so far. A ball would drive in a run. We'll see what happens. Chesley, it's a sign from the catcher. Runners be on the move as soon as they can. Here comes the pitch. It swung at, hammered towards center field. It's back toward the wall. Waiting for the signal. It is gone. A grand slam for Caitlin Bradley opens up the scoring. Here in the top of the second, and Southern Valley leads by four.
Up to bat number 21, Ava Dungy.
Chesley worked her tail off to be in a position where get the final out. And that might do it for her.
Into the circle for the Cardinals is number 16, Jay Gooder.
And Jay Gooder will go and pitch for Shatterin after Chesley gives up a home run. See if Chesley goes over to first base. But four earned runs. In an inning and two-thirds pitched for Chesley. As Gooder will come up to pitch for Shatterin after this pitching change. Post-12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of Shatterin Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Tease Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with Tease Salon online or call 432-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. After the grand slam, up to bat, the Ava Duns. Two down here in the top half of the Farm Bureau and agent Brendan Liniger, second inning. First pitch from Gooder. In there. For ball one. Two down, top half the second. Four-run blast to center field. Wells kind of pushed against the right to left to win. As the second pitch misses in the dirt for ball two. Gooder, a freshman. Yeah, it's a freshman out there making her first varsity appearance on the mound. Gets that one there in there for a first career varsity strike. Makes the count 2-1.
playing in their normal spots. The 7 out in the field. Scooter fires 2-1 pitch high outside for ball 3. 3-1 is the count as we've crossed the top of the hour here on FM 107.7 KBPY, Hayes Springs, Shattuck, Nebraska. We're here at Hammond Park for Shattuck versus Southern Valley Alma. The Saints in the season opener for the Shattuck Cardinals. Now it's check swing for strike 2. Count's juiced again. Last time the count was juiced, saw a softball go over the center field wall. Comes the full count pitch. That's in there for strike 3. That's the third. That's the third out for the Saints. No one left on. 3 hits, 4 runs. No one left on for Southern Valley in the top half of the second. We'll take a break. Come back bottom half here on KBPY. Nothing here between Shattern and Southern Valley. We'll try to get to a break. This second inning sponsored by Farm Bureau, Brian Lenniger.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Lenniger in Shattern. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Shattuck Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shattuck and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shattuck Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shattuck Avenue in Shattuck, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Call Littrell Construction of Shattuck for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shattuck. This is KBPY Hay Spring Shattuck.
Second inning sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Lenniger here for the Shattuck Cardinals, down 4-0 to Southern Valley. Grand slam top half of the second gave Southern Valley a 4-0 lead as Sarah LeBrier took first pitch in there for ball 1. Comes the 1-0, misses well outside for ball 2. Two and oh is the count. This check swing. Of course, they're gonna check over. 3-0 is the count. Yeah. Three oh pitch, in there for strike 1. Sarah LeBrier, Monday night she had a pretty good night. She hit at least one home run over the fence in left center field, landing in the trees just beyond the scoreboard. Seeing how this ballpark visually looks, you're going to hear me wait every single time to see the umpire signal to celebrate a home run call. 2-1 is fouled straight back. Rick Perry, the athletic director, with the snag. Makes the count full. 3-2 is the count. No one down here in the bottom half. Bottom half of Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lenniger's second inning. Umpire hesitated for a second, but that's going to be ball four for Sarah LeBrier. As Jodine Chesley will come up. Starting pitcher got for Shattern tonight. She got chased. I believe she went over to first base. See if she can help herself out as the first pitch is taken in there for strike 1. Chesley, one of the handful of seniors on this roster,
for Shattern. That one nearly clips the hat of Chesley. Down goes to 1-1. She's batting out of the right-handed batter's box. This field looking in great shape tonight after we saw a third of an inch of rain here in Shattern last night during the 6 o'clock hour. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's called strike two. Chloe Wright, another senior. This is the middle part of the lineup. It's filled with seniors for Shattern Cardinals and Jody Hendrickson. Pitcher. This signal sends the pitch in and swung at for strike three by Chesley.
The Cardinals bringing up number 10, Chloe Wright.
Now Chloe Wright will come up to bat. One down here in the bottom half of the second inning. First pitch is hacked at for strike one. Shattern team is their only home game until day after Labor Day. They'll host Scotts Bluff and then they'll host Bear. I'll be back here at the Bear game. That's a foul ball. Strike two. Still got a ways to go on this one. Southern Valley did have the lead early, a 4-run lead actually after the second inning last year. Shattern ended up getting a run will win. That one's a check swing ball. Turns the count to 2-2. A really healthy crowd on hand. A lot of people were here for the Gatorade scrimmage back on Monday night, and a lot of people have turned out here tonight for the season opener of Shattern High School Sports. Pitch misses high, counts 2-2. Beer on first, one down here in the bottom half of the second inning. That one misses high. Ball three. Full count, LeBeer over at first. Right. Set to take the pitch. It's high and outside for ball four. Second walk of the inning.
Ball four for Rhett brings up number 22, J.C. Terman.
Beer goes over to first now, J.C. Terman. Comes up to bat. Terman last year, in 15 games played, hit 333, had 10 plate appearances. Went 3 for 10 last year, according to Max Prep. She's going to make a bunt attempt and didn't pull back for strike one. Two on by means of the walk. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's taken outside for ball one. Here's the count to one apiece. That's right down the middle for strike two. Georgia Hammond, the pitcher out there for Southern Valley. Lost a little bit of her command from the first inning where she went 3-up, 3-down against this Cardinal lineup. That one's swung at, and that is missed left foul. Moves the count, keeps the count at 2 apiece. Terman, though, looks like last year she was mainly a special pinch runner. She had 16 runs last year. Put her in the top half of the team in terms of total runs scored. That one missed. It count 2-2. tournament, a junior. Rounding out a little right-handed. Batter's box, here comes 2-2. Swung it at the eye level for strike three.
Strike three is at number 2 for the Cardinals. That will bring up number 20, Alex Rasmussen.
And now coming up the bat will be Alex Rasmussen, a sophomore for Shattern. Played catcher in the JV game. Had 5 appearances last year. In 9 plate appearances, she takes ball 1. 4-0. Southern Valley leading. Here in the bottom half of the second inning. For the Shattern Cardinals. 1-0 pitches. Hammer. Foul. He went off the bat really fast and scooted on out of here. Strike 1. One pitch, that was right in the same spot. It's grounded toward the shortstop. She picks it up, and the runner is safe at third.
He is safe at third.
Be LeBeer who gets over.
The Cardinals and brings up number 15.
Third.
Riley Huffman.
Gotta bring up Riley Huffman. I want to know what that is scored as right now. Either an air or a base hit. That's kind of in that 50-50 ballpark area. For now, we won't even put anything in the book other than that Truman got over the first. Turman got over the first, beg your pardon, his first pitch. To Huffman is taken in for ball 1. There's a 1-0 pitch high. Ball 2. Bases are juiced right now for the Shattern Cardinals. They're wearing their all-black uniforms, red numbers with white trim, Southern Valley, light blue tops, baby blue pants, and light blue socks. As the 2-0 is hacked at first strike 1. Shortstop playing on the edge of the grass. Second baseman, couple steps in. Outfielder's medium depth, actually long depth. They're going to try to prevent multiple runs on a hit. As the 2-1 pitch taken in there for strike 2. Bases juice, 2-2 count, 2 down toward Huffman. Huffman, there's the pitch. Swung out for strike 3, and Southern Valley gets out of the jam.
Number 3 for the Cardinals.
3 left on.
The score is
no runs scored on 1 hit.
For
the Shattern Cardinals. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back for the top half of the third here on KBPY.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Yeah. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Top half of the third inning. The Kreitzen Schaefer Law third inning. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chase Thompson here with the Southern Valley leading. Shattern Cardinals 4-0. Looks like Shattern is going to keep number 16, Jay Gooder, out on the mound. Again, this third inning. Sponsored by Kreitzen Schaefer Law. Experienced law legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. First Southern Valley in the top half of the third. It's going to be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Ellie Holstein will be up first, followed by Bryn Bailey and AC Adams.
Starting off
for the news. Holstein, and our first at bat flew
number
out.
Six, Natalie Holstein.
To left field, no, flew out to the shortstop. And our first at bat. We had a very impressive crowd on hand here tonight for Shattern Cardinal softball. His first pitch from Ritter. Let's take it in. First strike one. Dunbar's U Design. Top notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Still one pitch is missed. Oh, just low for ball one. Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here. Member FDIC. Shattering Southern Valley softball. Season opener is that. One pitch is foul. Ticked back into the catcher. First strike two. Did get away from the catcher. Not only matter on strike three situation. 6:15 here in the northern part of Shattering. That was the 1-2 pitch. Very slow for ball two. As the 2-2 is fouled away toward the dugout. Keeps the count at two apiece. Gooder gets the sign from Jody Hendrickson, the head coach. Here comes the 2-2. Fouled back. That one nicked off the catcher and hit the backstop. Count stays two apiece. Top half of the third, 4-0. Southern Valley Alma, Saints leading the Cardinals. Goes 2-2. Grounded back toward Gooder. She stabs it. Throws over to first. 1-3, ground out.
Nellie Holstein. And that will bring up number four, Bryn Bailey.
Bring up number four, Bryn Bailey, who had a single in the top half of the first inning. Play over at third. Got the runner out. Holstein actually got on the first inning. It was a fielder's choice. It was Holstein who got out at third. That ended the inning after a hit from Bailey. This pitch, the ball of 1-1 is hammered toward the shortstop. Good play over at short. A reach at first and just gets out. A reach of first baseman's the glove.
First,
that's Jody and Chesley, our first. Chloe Wright with
Macy
an incredible
Adams.
Play. Stop at short, throw it over to Jody and Chesley first and just out of her reach. So runner on first will count that as a hit. In the book. That is now up to bat. Is Adams. She shows bunt. First pitch taken there for a strike. Runner on the moving on the pitch and thrown down at second. An incredible throw by Sarah LeBrier. Towards second to gun down. Bryn Bailey. Two down as the count is 0-1. Caught stealing of the year by Sarah LeBrier. Yeah. Player that I noticed big time in the little bit of, that I've seen in this team before. T
tonight. Watched her in the scrimmage. She hit a towering home run. That one's fouled into the Southern Valley dugout. Watch out. Strike two. Comes the 1-2, who swung at for strike three. It did hit the dirt. Runner is safe. Then she gets back to the dugout. Now she is officially out.
Number three for the Saints.
That'll do it for the top half of the Gretzen Schaefer Law third inning. 3-3 down. A base hit, then a walk, then a caught stealing. No one left on, no hits for Southern Valley. Alma Saints will be back for the bottom half third. 4-0, Southern Valley overshadowed.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Bottom half of the third inning and the Kreitzen Schaefer Law third inning. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chase Thompson here with you. Hammond Park for Chadron softball taking on the Southern Valley Alma Saints. I'm trying to figure out who's up here. First bat. Hey, Groover. First batter. Took the first pitch in there for strike one. That one just missed her head. So it'll be Groover, LeBrier, and Jadine Chesley. Three up for Chadron here in the bottom half third inning. 1-1 is hacked out. We'll call it a sword. For strike two. That's a good butt attempt toward the third baseline. Groover gets down. Safe. Some wheels from the freshman. So to bring up Avery Seeger. So it's the top of the lineup. As Seeger steps up to bat, I beg your pardon for that mistake. Seeger, the senior bunt attempt, strike one. Groover gets out the second with the wheels, and it's a stolen base.
Groover finds her way to second base.
Over at second. Here comes Owanda Sager. Taking inside for ball one. Studio 308, Dean Nitch, and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. The 1-2 pitch is well short of the plate. Bounced off the post just to my right and bounced toward the near side of the shattered dugout. Groover gets over to third. On the wild pitch,
count. Waiting to see the umpire signal. It's 2-1. Corners are in now for Southern Valley Alma. That pitch is grounded toward the shortstop. Gruber waits till he goes off the glove of the shortstop, and Shattering gets their first run of the game.
RBI for Sager brings one in for the Cardinals. And that will bring up number 16, Jay Gooder.
Now Jay Gooder will step up to bat. She grounded out to the pitcher in her first at bat of the game. Go ahead and give that as an error. All night was a routine ground ball, the shortstop, Sager. So in my booking, this may differ from what the official one is. Sager's now 2, but she's on first. Because the first pitch, right down Broadway for strike one to Gooder. Gooder getting grounded out to the pitcher. Then the bottom half of the first inning, Shattering down by 3-4-1. Southern Valley Alma looking to get their first win of the year. That one's a pitch on the hands and fouled away. Lands in the front row for strike two. Rick Berry. Ball might have been damaged when it hit the... Rick Berry's going to put it right back into play on the next available opportunity. Counts 0-2 to Gooder. One run in so far in the bottom half of this third inning. These two teams, so far they've been behaving. That is taken high and in there for strike three on the backward K.
Brings up number 1 for the Cardinals. That brings up number 18, Sarah LeBeer.
Freddie Hoffman. Georgia Hoffman, I beg your pardon. That's the third strikeout so far for her. That's Sarah LeBeer. Up to bat. That one misses in the batter's box. Moving up forward to second. Is Sager. See if LeBeer can at least drive her home, if not trade spots. She does have home run hitting power. Running catcher for Shatter in the night. That was the pitch from Hoffman. That's say outside for ball two. Who knows the count to LeBrier. We had 3 home runs last year for the Cardinals. Powerful senior gets a pitch that she can swing at and fouls it back right into the center of the stands for strike one. And a good contingent that made the roughly 5-hour trip from Southern Valley Alma, five and a half hours. Both these teams will truck down to Lexington tomorrow. They'll play each other in the fourth game of the first round on Lexington Invite. That one's hammered toward left field. Back toward the wall. It's off the wall. LeBeer will trade places with Sager, and Shatterns within striking distance. And now Jodine Chesley will come up to bat. LeBeer missed the previous pitch, just missed the previous pitch. She got the same pitch. That time she didn't miss it. Well, if you want to call a miss being 3 feet shy of being a home run, call it that, but it was an RBI double. Bring Shattern back within two. The first pitch from Chesley is swung. It goes over the center fielder's head. LeBeer will round third. She got the stop sign. She's going to ignore it and a play at second. The runner is out. LeBeer is in. Brings it back within one. Incredible play.
3-4. Now with 2 outs, we will see this
by center fielder Ellie Holste. Getting it in to get Chesley out. But now Shattern has had their opportunity to strike, and they have. They've scored 3 in the bottom half of this third inning to bring it back within one. Oh, Hoffman trying to relax for Southern Valley. Alma will bring in the first pitch to Chloe Wright. Missed high for ball one. Shattern's had three hits, three runs here in the bottom half of the third. 4-3, Southern Valley, Alma, and Shattern. That one's in there for strike one. Where Hoffman's missing right now and where the Shattern hitters are taking advantage of it is high and in the middle. It's not quite down the middle of the plate. Hoffman, that last pitch was, and Wright took it. It's been missing sweet spot just a little bit high, and Shattern hitters have been taking advantage of it. It's happening. That one's high and outside. The ball two. Two ones to count. A really impressive crowd on hand. That one's high for ball three. No one on for Shattern after Chesley got called out at second, trying to stretch a single into a double, but it did bring home an RBI. And that one is swung out for strike two. Not a speed pitch. Got right ahead of it. Senior now go up against full count. One swing on the back could tie this game. That was the full count pitch. Swung at high for strike three.
Three
runs on three hits for the Shattern Cardinals. They brought it back with them one run going into the top of the fourth. That's the end of the Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Third inning, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Back in 1 minute for the top half of the fourth here on 107.7 KBVY.
Hauser's
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Top half of the fourth inning here in Shattern, Nebraska, the Best Western West Hills in fourth. Inning, whatever life, wherever life takes you, the Best Western is in. Chase Thompson here with you in Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. Shattern had three runs in the bottom half of the third inning to bring it back with them. One run. Impressive base running for the Cardinals. Staring up out there on the mound, be Jay Gooder, the freshman. Been pretty solid so far in relief for the Shattern Cardinals. The Amy Luke followed by Georgia Hammond and Alex Myers for Southern Valley Alma Saints. They found themselves only up by one.
Number seven, Amy Luke.
It's Amy Luke off the bat. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with Sporto Chiropractic Care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. The first pitch to Luke. This is high for ball one. That one's in the dirt for ball two. Luke in her first at bat. Ground out on a bunt. It did move the runner over. Set the stage for a grand slam. Count goes to 3-0. Real pitch. And on the inner half of the plate for strike one, a generous call. Nice count, 3-1. nearly hit Luke. Comes 3-1. That is swung out for strike two, and the freshman, Guter, works herself back into an even count. Well, draw count, we'll call it that. Payoff pitch coming from the freshman. She got the signal from the head coach. That's in there for strike three, and a reverse backwards K for Jay Guter. Sits down.
Number 14, Georgia.
Amy Luke. One down here in the top half of the Best Western. West Hills in. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Fourth in. And up to bat is Georgia Hammond. Takes the first pitch inside for ball one. She walked in her first at bat. One down. Low pitch. Called that a strike in the last at bat, and you're going to call that a strike there for strike one. One down here on the top of the fourth. That one misses inside. Nearly hit Hammond. Two and one is the count. Two, one. Slap toward right field. Chasing after is Rasmussen, and she pulls it in for the second out.
Right field is out number two for the Saints. And that will bring up to bat number two for the Saints as well.
Been impressive. On the mound in her first varsity appearance for the Shattuck Cardinals. Came in relief after a grand slam was given up. Starting pitcher, and Gooders came in and done some work as Myers takes the first pitch high and away for ball one. Alex Myers, a junior, had a base hit. First at bat eventually came around on the granny bomb that was hit two batters later. She hacks up 1-0 pitch for strike one. Private Financial. Expect financial advice. It starts with you. Contact local financial advice. Associate, financial associate Ben Rust and Shedron at 308-430-0760. 1-1 pitch, hits the backstop for ball two. Clowns are starting to roll into Shedron. Here, as we're approaching 6:40 local time. There's some mist down to our south, but no real good chance of storms. We only got to about 87 today in Shedron. 2-1 is missed. High for all three. 3-1's the count. Gooder has been in a couple of these counts recently. Done pretty well getting out of them. Second base shortstop are playing a little deep right now. Corners are in. Here comes the pitch. It's grounded towards the second baseman. Picking it up is Huffman. And she dishes it over to Chesley for the third out. A 4-3 ground out. Goes three up, three down. Southern Valley Alma, that's the second straight time they've done that. As Jay Gooder has done an incredible job on the mound. We'll be back in 90 seconds here on KBPY. Southern Valley Alma leads Shattering 4-3.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes. Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Circle four, the Saints, number four, Bryn Bailey.
Bryn Bailey.
Starting off for the Cardinals is number 22, J.C. Turman.
We'll get you, try to figure out. She was doing the catching, so I'll try to figure out who's catching right now. Real quick, the fourth inning is sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Cannot see it. Definitely is a team number. I think it's number 18, Macy Adams. But anyways, here comes the first pitch. Bounces right back to my face. Thank you for the fence. Ball one to Turman. She struck out looking at it. It's Macy Adams behind the plate. So we got a new second baseman out there as well. As here comes the 1-0 pitch. Hacked up for strike one. That's number two out at second base. Alex Myers, who comes in from right field. I think I see Bailey out there. So, not starting pitcher. All right, we'll get it figured out. That's fouled away. Strike two. Okay, so that's Hammond out right field. And Myers comes into second base. That was the 1-2 pitch on the overcast evening. Just popped straight in the air toward the Bermuda Triangle behind second base. Myers is able to pull it in. The first out.
For second base is out number one for the Cardinals, and that is going to bring up number 20, Alex Rasmussen.
As Alex Rasmussen will step up to bat. Rasmussen takes the first pitch high for ball one. Game's still 4-3 here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Chase Thompson here with you. Sun Valley Alma leading Chadron. Just by a run, it was Grant slammed to center field that. Give him the lead. That one is nicked. Little foul tip for strike one. Counts 1-1. Here to Rasmussen, who did have a single in her last at bat before the end ended. 1-1 pitch. It was low inside, but Rasmussen offered strike two. One down here in the bottom of the fourth. And that's a backwards K. Rise ball over the outer half of the plate. They got Rasmussen off guard for strike two. Now Riley Huffman will come up to bat. She struck out in her first at bat. Kind of right where we were at in the bottom half of the second as the first pitch is at the eye level, swung at though for strike one. Wind has completely died off. It is dead still here. Football team has shown up. Counts 1-1. A couple of pickups and a bunch of launchers. Football team just chilling out in left field. Shattered side to my left, behind me to my left, filled in as Huffman swings at strike two. Huffman looking to avoid a second straight strikeout, and she grounds that one back up to the pitcher.
Pitcher throws over to first base, and that
now
is
a
1-3 ground out. No hits, no one left on base for the Shattering Cardinals. We're going to go into the top of the fifth inning, down by one. 4-3, Southern Valley leads Shattering. That's it for the Best Western. West Hills in fourth inning. Whatever life takes you, Best Western is there. Back in 60 seconds here on KBPY.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Got a pinch hitter to lead off the bottom half, top half of the fifth, I beg your pardon. 4-3, Southern Valley Alma Saints leading the Shattering Cardinals here in the top half of the fifth inning. It'll be, trying to get the number correct for you, Eden Johnson, a junior, will be coming up to bat. To lead off this, it'll be 9-1-2, 1-2. For Southern Valley Alma Saints, Southern Valley co-oping with Alma, Southern Valley Eagles, and the Alma Cardinals. The first pitch is taken in there for strike one. Schultz flew out to the first baseman in her first at bat. That one misses inside, bounces right in front of me. Ball one. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. So happy to be here up here in Shattern, be the voice of your Shattern Cardinals. Can't wait to have a ton of fun over the next year and beyond. As 1-2 swung out for strike two. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ring Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season, call the guys in and know about the Ring unit today. 308-432-6722. 1-2 is grounded to the shortstop, picking it up. His right, she dishes over to first, and that is a 5-3 ground out, 6-3 ground out.
One for the Saints.
One down in the
top
half of the fifth.
Number one, Caitlin Bradley.
Yeah, if you're like me and you wake up really tired after these games, you put so much energy into what you do every single day, you might need to stop by Scooter's Coffee. Amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast. Go get yourself coffee and scoot on through. As Bradley takes pitch in for ball one. Her last at bat broke this game open. A 4-run home run. Well, grand slam to straightaway center field. Dave Alma, there are only 4 runs so far this game. Shattern has battled back, and we get ourselves a ball game. That is in there for strike one. 1-1's the count. American Legion, the post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. A pretty good dinner on tap for tonight as that one hits Bradley.
1-1
pitch hits Bradley. She'll go to
her
first. One down here in the top half of fifth. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. If we do have severe weather, our severe weather coverage is always sponsored by Joe Peters Roofing. It's going to be a meeting at the mound trying to calm down freshman Jay Gooder. She's done really well so far in her first varsity appearance. But it's only her second base runner. First one got caught stealing. By the senior Sarah LeBrier beyond the plate. T's Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T's Salon. As that one's hit toward Gooder, she dishes out over to first for the ground out. 1-3 ground out.
Dunsey out of first, makes 2 outs for
it's
the
Dunsey season. Who grounded out.
And that will
and
bring up number six,
Bradley will
Natalie
go over
Hall.
To second. That's Bailey, actually. Yeah, that's Bailey. No, that's Caitlin Bradley. That's like T's Salon Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T's Salon or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion to T's Salon and Boutique. First pitch of the at-bat to Ellie Holstie was taken high for ball one. She is 0-2 on the day. That one misses low. The runner is going to be caught out. LeBrier will just... I like that move. That's a senior move by Sarah LeBrier right there. That was a very senior move. She didn't get caught up in the bait. She just walked toward third, threw it to the third baseman, J.C. Turman. And the runner, Bradley, walked back to second. That was a very wise move. That one's grounded toward the second baseman. Good stop by Huffman. He throws it over to Chelsea
for the
third out.
4-3
ground out. Leaves one left on in the top half of the fifth inning. On no hits. It's hit by pitch that got Bradley over on first. But I'll do it for the top half of the fifth. 4-3, Southern Valley Alma leads Shattering.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattering Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattering Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattering Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Who is Legacy Co-op? Legacy Co-op is that applicator spraying your field, the grain merchandiser selling your corn, the carry-out or checkers at the Main Street Market, the driver that delivers fuel or fertilizer, or the feed tech who grinds that corn into feed for your cattle. Who is Legacy Co-op? We are over 400 employees strong, here to provide you, our customers, with products and services that you can depend on. Because with you, Legacy Co-op is growing the future.
One, two, three, due up for the Shattering Cardinals here in the bottom half of the fifth. Need to run to tie this one up. It'll be Addison Groover, the speedster, who with some incredible base running, got herself around to get the first run of the game for the Shattering Cardinals. Down by one. First pitch is a slap bunt to left side. It rolls foul for strike one. It was a base hit for her. She's one for two so far on the season and today. Really fast player. That was impressive watching her run. That swung out for strike one. Strike two, I beg your pardon. 0-2 is the count. See if she can continue this pace as she grows a little bit older around her high school days. Only a freshman in her first varsity appearance. And missed high for ball one. Now goes 1-2. They're playing bunt. Second baseman and third baseman are playing 4 or 5 steps in. First baseman and shortstop playing out. That's a slap bunt. Foul toward the left side. Count will stay at 1-2. Excellent crowd on an excellent night. Next Friday night, Shattered and Broken Bow will play football. That is a breaking pitch that Groover kind of ran away from. And it ended up a lot closer than what it looked like it was going to be when the pitch was thrown. Either way, it's a ball, so it's 2-2. Lefty freshman
comes the pitch. Bounces away. Apparently wearing red will make me a target tonight because a lot of these wild pitches that came right at me. Count goes full. Flag in center field is gone. Dead silent. Here's the payoff pitch. That's low and outside for Groover.
Ball four for Groover.
And she will get the first.
Avery L. Singer.
We'll see if we get a repeat of what happened in the bottom half of the third inning. It was a good inning for Shatter, and they had all three of their runs in the bottom half of the third. Groover had a stolen base in that run. Now Seager will come up. Seager, I beg your pardon. She's 0 for 2. Groover will go on the first movement, and she's out there easily. That's two stolen bases for the freshman. Runner in scoring position to make this one a tied game. And on a fifth of the bunt attempt, that's going to roll foul for strike one. Piece. Groover, we're at second. Here comes the pitch. High and outside. Groover gets large secondary lead. She's going to jump back to second. The count is 2-1. The ball gets away from the catcher, which right now is Macy Adams. Groover will be going on every move. Pitcher, Ben Bailey, the senior, is going to be a little cautious. Here comes the bunt attempt. It's popped back up toward the fencing, and it is strike two. Counts 2-2. No one down. Groover over at second. One run difference so far. Southern Valley Alma leading. That one's in the dirt. Ball three. Groover walks over to third. Count goes full. High run at third. Full count pitch coming. See if Bailey gives Sager a chance to hit. Hits a ground ball toward the pitcher. Groover goes. She'll walk in and tie this game up, and the runner saved it first. Sager's safe at first.
And that will bring up number 16, Jay Gooder.
And we are tied at four as Jay Gooder come up to bat. She is 0 for 2. Got caught looking on a strikeout the last time she was up. But either way, we are knotted up at 4. And that pitch is low and inside. Bounces back to the netting. Sager goes over to second. Adams will just throw to third. Sager got a little far around second. Had to be chased back. Bailey kind of losing a little bit of her command. It's crazy though, in this series, only two or three of these games, the winning score was less than 10. We might be in store for that. We still got a ways to go. We're only in the bottom half of the fifth. In there, strike one. Two and one is the count. Two gooder. It's in there, an off speed pitch for strike two. Count
2-2 count. Runner on second is Sager. It's a line toward the second baseman. It did get down. Going to be put over at first. No. Runners run toward home. Here's the play at the plate. She is safe. And the Shattered Cardinals have the lead.
Sager under the sky is safe at home. That brings the score to 5 for the Cardinals. I'll also bring up number 18.
That'll be an E4. And an RBI for Gooder. As Sager gives Shattern the first lead of the game. Good base running and a play at the plate, and we're going to have a special pinch runner coming out for Gooder. Yep, that'll be Gooder.
In to run for the Cardinals is number 2, Audrey Daly.
It'll be Daly over at first, and Shatter now has the lead. How about that, Shatter? Down 4-0 after a grand slam by the person who's actually out there pitching right now, and turn around, and now you have yourself a lead. First pitch is taken high from ball 1 to Sarah LeBrier. Does have home run power herself. Senior playing catcher tonight as Jody Hendrickson gives the call. One's outside. It's a stolen base opportunity. The ball's misplayed out at second as Daly gets out to second.
Safe at second.
Counts 2-0. Football team clapping out of left field. That one misses high into the netting. Watching that on Game Changer, you just saw the camera bounce a bunch. The beer, I mean, I beg your pardon, Daly gets over to third on the wild pitch. Counts 3-0. Foul. Back away. Makes it 3-1. LeBeer Senior, I assume she would have had the green light anyways on that pitch. Her being a senior. And looks like pretty dusty old batting gloves taped up on the right arm. This takes strike 2. Goes the full count pitch to LeBrier. At her eye level to be ball 4.
Ball 4 for LeBrier brings up number 6, Jodine Chesley
comes up to bat. Shatter Insurance to fit your needs. So we'll call it halfway through this game. It'll be our halftime sponsor throughout the year. Shatter Insurance, thank you for coming on board, and all of our sponsors for making this possible throughout the year. We're going to have a lot of games as LeBeer goes to second on the first pitch, strike 1 to Chesley as she swung at it. I think we got a total of 9 between, and not counting postseason, we may still add some. We will have roughly 9 games between softball and volleyball. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks for softball, then things are really going to pick up as the 0-1 pitch taken there for strike 2. We'll be back for Shattern versus Baird on September 6th. Then we'll be Tuesdays for quite some time in a mix between volleyball and softball. We'll have both volleyball and softball versus the Lions actually in back-to-back weeks, as that's swung at for strike 3.
Brings out number one for the Cardinals. That will bring up number 10, Chloe
That's
Wright.
Chloe Wright will step up to bat. Back-to-back Tuesdays, the Lions comes up here between volleyball and softball. We'll be at both of those games, gearing Scott's Bluff Volleyball. I know we have that one on our schedule. We're going to be busy here on KBPY, and I'll be on the road every Friday night for football. That's fouled straight back into the umpire. Pretty sure that's Stack. That is. Robert Stack. Took that one to the chest. He's fine. He had to walk that off for a second, though. That one feels good. He settles back in. The count's 0-1. Runner is in scoring position, too. Actually, in scoring position. That's in there for strike two. But next Friday night, pregame 5:30. Shattern versus Broken Bow Football over on our sister station KCSR. Jeremy Anderson will have a game Friday afternoon. I believe he's in Hayes Springs that day for their season opener. It's that time of the year. So happy that we're finally here. Counts 1-2 after pitch missed high from ball one. That one's in there for ball two. Two and two is the count. If we had another out, we could call it deuces wild, but not there yet. Get away, here comes a 2-2 pitch. To Chloe Wright, and it's a backwards K.
Number three is out number two for the Cardinals, and that will bring up number 22, J.C. Turman.
Yes, J.C. Turman will come up to bat. She's 0 for 2. Oh, it bounces in the dirt. Runner thought about it. It's Daly. Jody Hoffman told her to stay, and she did. Dunbar Zoo Design. Top-notch embroidery includes hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Dunbar Zoo Design it. Proud sponsor of our sports this year. To the anyone's out there, thank you once again for being a part of the journey. Should be fun. You'll find that I enjoy this a lot. That one's slapped toward right field, toward the gap. It's hanging, though. And it is just pulled in by Natalie Holstey for loud final out of the inning. The Shattern Cardinals have scored two. Two left on and have the lead 5-4 after five innings. We'll be back for the top half of six here on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron.
H&R Block in Shadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to FM 107.7 KBPY Hayes Springs Shadron.
Have you driven through Wallstrom Ford's lot and checked out all the new inventory? This is Caesar from Wallstrom Ford letting you know that we have several new vehicles in stock, including Super Duties and F-150s. Rebates are starting to come back around, so stop by and see what kind of deal we can put together for you. Not all buyers will qualify. See store for details. That's Wallstrom Ford, the Valley Store, East Highway 20 in Shadron, online at WallstromCars.com.
You're listening to 107.7 KBPY FM, Hayes Springs, Nebraska, Shadron, Nebraska. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC, Shadron, and Southern Valley Alma in a tight one, 5-4 here as we approach the top half of the sixth inning. Shadron with two runs in the bottom half of the fifth, got the lead, the first lead of the game, and reversed the script on Alma. Alma had a four-run grand slam in the top half of the second inning. They haven't scored since.
is up to bat is Ren Bailey. It's actually Kalen Bradley, the sophomore, who hit the grand slam. It's
starting off for the Saints is White number sets. Four, Ren Bailey.
As Bailey will step up. She's 2 for 2, both singles, and then she got caught stealing her last at bat. Comes the first pitch. Misses in the dirt. Mounts off the backstop. Stack just gave the catcher a new ball, but it went right back to him. That was a good grab by the home plate umpire. 1-0 is the count. Coming up on the fifth, 7 No Excuses, Just Results. Post-game show open 7 days a week. Talk about how this game went. We'll talk about what our next broadcast of Shattern Athletics will be. Also give our Service Barbershop Player of the Game, Johnny Dotson at Service Barbershop, is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. We'll give that as we get to the top out of the seventh. It's 2-1 pitches. Swung at for strike two. I don't think I need to tell you who mine is right now. I can hint, she's been really fast out there and is in her first career varsity game. The 2-1 is fouled off back toward the batter's cage. Let's count 2-2. It was 2-2. Just inside for ball three. Might have been low as well. Full count pitch. Grounded toward the third baseman. Stabbed by Turman and thrown over to Chesley for the 5-3 ground out. One down in the top half of the sixth.
And that will bring up number 18, Macy Adams.
As Macy Adams will come up to bat. Adams so far, 1-2. Or Miss Low. She got on in her first at bat. She, you know, call her 1-1 on toward her number. She grounded off to the shortstop. That's thrown high and toward the fence. Adams gets off first base. She's safe because it was you got to have been tagged. I'm right. Over through, that's an E.
Adams safe at first, brings up number 7, Amy Luke.
Six as Adams gets to first. It's, I think the first error I have. That's the first error I have for Shattern so far tonight. Southern Valley Alma with 2. And Rick Berry gets the timeout granted after softball, they tried to put in the basket, falls through Rob Stack, the home plate umpire. One down. Here comes the first pitch. Miss slow. It's Amy Luke for ball one. Luke is 0-1. Had a sacrifice bunt on her first at bat. Last time up, she took strike three looking. Counts 2-0. Missed high for ball three. 3-0 is the count. Should good her. Out there on the mound, having a rough at-bat so far, going up against Luke, and she gets her to fan at a 3-0 pitch. First strike one. 3-1's the count. Runner on first. One down. That one's a gorgeous pitch. For strike two, and Gooder has battled her way back into this at bat after being down 3-0 to our batter, Amy Luke. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung at for strike three. That's twice that Jay Gutter has come from behind in the at-bat, down 3-0 to strike out a batter. As Reno's special pinch runner over at first. That is Hayden Dial over at first on the special pinch runner. Be a courtesy runner officially.
This is number 20, Hayden Dial.
What a game this has been. Had some ups and downs, and Shattern has really put in the work to get back into this one as Gutter sends in strike one. Two, Georgia Hammond. Hammond is 0 for 1, walked in her first at-bat. She did get around to score. Flew out to the right fielder her last at-bat. Comes the 0-1 pitch. It's grounded toward third baseman. He gets past Turman over at third. Runner will hold at second. That is Dyler who holds up at second.
And
look at
first brings up number 2. Good
pitch,
Jay. Alex Myers.
As Alex Myers will step up to bat for Southern Valley Alma. She's 1 for 2, grounded out to the second baseman her last at bat. First pitch is fouled off the end of the bat toward the dugout. Strike one. One is swinging at for strike two. Comes the 0-2. Missed. Good take by Myers. Keep the count alive, not go chasing. That's low. Count goes to 2-2 to Myers. After it was 0-2, two strikes, and then now two straight balls. Runner on second is Dial. Runner on first is 14, Georgia Hammond. It doesn't matter as it's a strike three call. Swung at for strike three. Now do it for the top half of the sixth inning. Southern Valley leaves 2-1, no hits. Well, one hit on one and one walk. Two left on for Southern Valley. We'll be back for the bottom half of the sixth inning here on 107.7 KBPY. You're listening to Shattern High School Athletics on Shadrad.
Aero Building Center has over 100 Wadena entrance systems, one with your name on it. Wadena entrance systems are made in America, and their focus is on quality, performance, security, and selection. Wadena entry doors come in your choice of premium steel, fiberglass, or wood, built to withstand the weather and add to the personality of your home. Stop by Aero Building Center and take a look for yourself. More styles, more colors, more designs from Wadena entry doors and Aero Building Center. And don't forget, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, Aero can help you with installation. August is Wadena Door Systems at Aero Building Center.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Bottom half of the sixth inning here at Hammond Park. Shattern leads Southern Valley 5-4. Shattern, we're going to get some insurance. Love coming up the bat.
Starting off for the Cardinals is number 20, Alex Rasmussen.
It'll be Alex Rasmussen, the leadoff for Shattern. Rasmussen, Huffman, and Groover. You up. For the Cardinals, here in the bottom half of the sixth, looking to get some insurance as Go up to the bottom of the seventh. Top of the seventh. It's first pitch sticking in there for strike one. Oh, one. Flowing toward left field. I don't think that has enough. The center fielder chasing after him, pulling it in.
Center fielder, number one for the Cardinals. That will bring up number 15, Bradley Huffman.
Full steal. Pulls it in. Holstie actually pulled it in as Huffman comes up to bat. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. She is 0 for 2 so far today. Strikeout and a ground out to the pitcher. And that is a great off-speed pitch from our new pitcher, Kaya Schultz, for strike one. That missed for ball two. That misses inside for ball three. 3-1 is the count. One down here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Shadron leading 5-2. That's popped up. That's for the second baseman. If there's a runner on, that'd be an infield fly rule catch by Myers.
Second base is at number two for the Cardinals, and that will bring up number 12.
We have two down for the
Groover.
Cardinals now. That's in Groover. We'll come up to bat, and she's been electric and sparked the run. Looking at Hendrickson, and last two times she's gone on from bunt, and second baseman, the third baseman will come in short. So that's what they're expecting. She's shown a lot of pace. So she bunts or pulls back, and it's a slap bunt toward the second baseman. That's going down the line. Groover runs toward first. She is safe. That is her third bunt single. No, her second. She walked in her last at bat.
Groover on first brings up number three, Avrielle Sager.
And she's had a stolen base in both her appearances on the base paths. She is 2 for 3. Yeah, 2 for 3. She flew to the shortstop in her first at bat. Now up to bat is Avrielle Sager. She had a base hit that drove in Groover her last at bat. Groover goes on the first pitch. That's a good throw to second, but Groover is in safe.
Groover safe on second.
That's three stolen bases in her first game. Stack's going to call time on the home plate umpire. Everybody gets settled back in. Groover over at second, two down. Counts 1-0. That's down the middle. Ground toward third baseman. Takes a bad hop. Third baseman picks it up. Throws over to first. And she is safe. And Groover gets caught off guard. Oh, she could have gotten in. Sager just standing there. Called a base hit. She's going to get in the second. The pitcher thought the play was over.
Number 16, Jay Gooder.
As Jay Gooder will come up to bat, she is 0 for 3 with an RBI. Shortstop, Tyner, shoes Groover now over third. Dove back in and they might need to put that uniform in a washing machine before they go on the road tomorrow to Lexington, where they play Southern Valley. So that pitch, first pitch to Gooder, he's taken outside. Stack just yelled at someone where it missed. There's the 1-0. That's slapped toward left field. Is it fair? It's fair. That's going to be a 2 RBI hit. One comes in, two comes in, and Shatterin is up by three.
Down the left field line, brings in two for the Cardinals.
Gooder with a 2 RBI double.
Number 18.
Gives Shatterin the 7-4 lead. And Sarah LeBeer, a power threat, is up to bat. She is 1 for 1. She's walked twice. She's been on base all three times. Shatterin now is a 7-4 lead. That was the first pitch. It's in there for strike one. That dropped right into the heart of the zone.
or strike one. Oh, one pitch is fouled off the handle for strike two. Went up in the top half of the seventh. Well, I'll give my Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson. Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. We'll give you the player of the game coming up in the top half of the seventh. I think I've kind of hinted at mine, but mine has changed the game. That I could not hear Stack, the home plate umpire right there with the call. The way the players reacted might have been taking strike three, but no, LeBeer will step back in. Counts one and two. That nearly hit her in the face, so count will go to two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. It's Gooder. Here comes 2-2 pitch. That's popped high in the air. LeBeer's going to want that one back. The second baseman's going back and pulls it in for the third out.
This is out number three for the Cardinals. At the top of the seventh.
Two runs on two hits. No, one left on. Shatterin will take a 7-4 lead into the top half, the seventh inning. You're listening to Shatterin Softball here on 107.7 KBPY-FM.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shatterin, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Top half of the seventh inning, Southern Valley Alma down to their final three outs. They'll have coming up to bat for the top half of the seventh. The top of the order. So it'll be Caitlin Bradley, Ava Dunsey, and Natalie Holstead. And I think it's time that we hand out our first Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson. Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes, and I think Donnie Dotson would be very impressed by this performance, a debut performance tonight for Addie Groover. She's 2-for-3, the freshman, 2-for-3 with a walk. Three stolen bases, and three of the seven runs have been given to Groover, and it's because of her speed. The first time you call that a freshman out there that no one knows about, but Southern Valley started to come against, and she got two bunt singles. Both of those hits were bunt singles, and it's allowed to Shatterin, who gave up a 4-run grand slam, to come back and get the lead in this game. And no, I got the batting order wrong, so she's up in second from 30. So it's the bottom of the order. Schultz, she takes ball one. So it'll be Schultz, then Bradley, then Ava Dunsey here. And top half of the seventh. Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. That one goes back and rattles the game changer camera once again. Ball two. Two and oh is the count. Two Schultz. That one goes high for ball three. Gooder out there. Came in for relief from the starting pitcher as that ends in there for strike one. Starting pitcher, Jadine Chesley, responsible for the four runs. Right now, it would be our pitcher, Jay Gooder, who gets the win, as that's strike two. Worked their way back. That's three or four times. Here comes the payoff pitch. Snap misses in the dirt. Good stop by Sarah LeBeer. Runner will go to first.
Brings up number one, Caitlin Bradley.
Now it'll be Caitlin Bradley. Gets the high heat. Swings at the high heat for strike one. That one's in the same spot, but this time Bradley doesn't offer. Count stays 1-1. Goes to 1-1. Good crowd on hand here. A home opener for Shattern Athletics this year. That's in there for strike two. Next home game will be Shattern softball versus Scottsbluff on September 3rd. Baird will come to town that Thursday. Then on September 10th, the volleyball team will get their opportunity to play at home. That bounces behind Bradley. Runner will advance second. So to break this down a little bit, if I'm Shattern, I'm not worrying about that runner. That runner out at second turns this into a 5-7 game. I'm not going to unrule them, so you only need three outs right now, so that runner doesn't matter. You got a two-run cushion, I beg your pardon. That's ball three. So you attack the hitter. You don't want to get in a situation where granny bomb, like what Bradley hit in the top of the second, changes the complexion of this game. Did the first time, and Shattern's had to grind it out to get back to the lead. Payoff pitch coming from Gooder. And it's fouled away just off the bottom of the bat. That was a great pitch. You worked so hard to get up three, and the last thing you want as a club right now for Shattern is to put yourself in a situation where you have to regain your momentum, because where you're at in the order so far tonight, if you have to bat again, hasn't been that great. That's popped up toward the shortstop. That's Wright who grabs it for the first out.
That's right. The shortstop is out number one for the Saints.
One down here in the top half of the second for
bring up number 21.
Southern Valley Alma Saints. Both these teams again will play each other again coming up Saturday morning. Second game of the Lexington Invite. They only have three fields in Lexington, so these two teams will have to wait their turn, and it'll be the last game of the first round of that. It's up to bat now. David Duncey. Take strike one. And I'll get you how that first round actually looks. It's a traditional tournament. Every team will play three games. Lexington will play Gothenburg. Scottsville will play Highway 6. Bennington. The Badgers will take an alliance. That's fouled away for strike two. And, of course, Shattern State plays Southern Valley. And the way I read it's actually how the bracket looks, where the winner of Lexington and Gothenburg will play the winner of Scottsbluff in Highway 6. Losers will play each other. The winner of Bennington, which beat Shattern in the first round of last year's Lexington Invite. The winner of Bennington Alliance will play Shattern Southern Valley. That's grounder to the second baseman. Picked up for no play.
Number 6, Natalie Holston.
Riley Huffman with the pickup, but no play available. As Southern Valley Alma now has tying run on up to bat. Natalie Holstein, I beg your pardon. She's going to bunt. The runner's safe. We're going to advance one to third.
Sharks goes 1-4. The Saints bring the score to 5.
And the Saints bring home one run, so Duncey scored.
Couple things real quick. The CHS football team will have
pardon.
Their scrimmage this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the football
scored.
Field. So go check that out. And the Cardinals girls softball will be at home again on
and
September
Dunsey
3rd.
And Dunsey is now at third. As Jody Hendrickson will have a conversation with her pitching staff. We're in danger time now.
But if you just heard the background noise, yes, the Shattern High football team will have their annual scrimmage Saturday morning, 10 a.m. at Shattern High Football Stadium at Cardinal Field, I beg your pardon. I'll be there hanging out. I'm checking out the team. Quinn Bailey, 1,997 yards last year for the Shattern Cardinals. Got a view of some of his stats today. And he has a great opportunity to break in the all-time list. 2,000 yards is an incredible mark. Call it how it is. 2,000 is incredible, but he does what he did last year, and he'll break 5,000, which only six or seven other men have done as running backs in the state of Nebraska history. I saw one of them last year in Breckett Schluter from Exeter Milligan Friend. Quinn Bailey has a chance to do that, and seeing running backs like that is incredible. As first pitch to Quinn Bailey is taken for ball one. She's 2-for-3. 1-0 pitch taken in for strike one. But as we get through this weekend, Shattern will have four games on the ledger. See how they get through. First, they got to close out tonight. And they're in danger territory. Two runners on. Titan Ron over at first. And they're going to move on the pitch. Base hit can tie this game. This count is 2-1. Two and one pitch. Hammer towards right center field. The center fielder chasing after it is pulled in. One run will score. And we're down. Southern Valley Alma is down to the final out. Dunsey scored.
Good catch by Seger. Is that number two for the Saints? They do bring one in.
Natalie.
And up to bat.
Holstein.
Number 18,
moved over to
Macy
third.
Adams.
And Macy Adams will have a chance to put this game into the bottom of the seventh. She is 0-for-3. Takes ball one. No, 0-for-2. 1-0 count in the dirt, ball two. Shattern team looking to get on the right start. 2-0 pitch, ball three. Run. This batter does not matter, to be honest with you. You got two open bases. What matters is who's at third. Don't want to give a base hit. Next up is batter who is 0-for-3. And Amy Luke. 3-0 count. You don't need to give her a pitch to hit. It's fouled away. Yeah, moves 3-1. Gooder has done some pretty incredible three or four times already this game. Been down 3-0 in the count and came back and struck the batter out. So we'll see if she can do that here to close out the game. That's grounded to the third baseman. Gets underneath the glove. Wright's going to pick it up, and we are tied. Adams gets back to first, but an RBI base hit ties us at
Adams
7.
Scores one and ties up the game 7-7. Running for the Saints is number 20, Hayden Dahl. And up to bat for the Saints is number 7, Amy Vook.
First pitch is taken high and away for ball one. Amy Luke.
Let's go, Jay!
Missed outside for ball two. Luke hasn't been on base. She's 0-for-3. Well, one of them was a sacrifice bunt, so you can call it 0-for-2.
Here comes 2-0. Missed at her eyes. Ball three. And Jay Gooder has really struggled in the past. Let's call it inning as the student section out in left field for Shattering is anxious. The dugout to my right, Southern Valley Alma, is starting to really get loud with their dugout chants. 3-0 pitch. This might be the last batter for Gooder. Ball four.
Ball four for Luke brings up number 14, Georgia Hammond.
Watching Jody Hendrickson off to my left. Team's going to have a meeting, and Jody's going to let her ride. What you going to do, Jody? 7-7, two runners on. Seventh inning, top of the seventh inning. Really can't afford, as Shattering, to have a run allowed right now. They're going to stay with Gooder. Got three games coming up over the weekend. The first one was Southern Valley, then against Alliance and Bennington. Then we'll see how the bracket shakes out for the third game. Two on. Strike one. To Georgia Hammond, the starting pitcher tonight for Southern Valley Alma. Strike two. It's popped up. That is out of play and lands in the bleachers. Count stays 0-2. In the dirt. Count moves to 1-2. This would be a good win for Southern Valley Alma. He last year lost to Shattering. That's a base hit to center field. Runner will come around and score. And Saints have their first lead since the top of the second. Top half of the seventh inning for Southern Valley Alma, and now they're in the lead as coming up to bat is Myers. Alex Myers, the junior. Gooder sends the first pitch in there for strike one. Struck out, Myers did in her last at bat. She is 1-for-3 so far. Grounded out to the second baseman and struck out swinging in the last bat, which happened in the last inning. That one's slapped toward the second baseman. That is not pulled in. And no play is going to be made. That was dropped by the second baseman. Huffman, no one was tagged.
Tying is safe at first brings up number 30, Micah Schultz.
No one scored. As now, Southern Valley Alma has batted through the order. Aces juice, two down. Gooder with strike one. Crooked number has been laid. That one's in the dirt. No one's going to move. Well, I actually can't even call it a crooked number because it's four. Crooked number would be closer to 6-7. Gooder will catch her breath. Counts 1-1. Let's go, Jay. Here we go. Teaching the freshman Jackson teaching her freshman a valuable lesson as that one is in the dirt for ball two. Shattern team has three players out due to knee injuries right now, including two starters and another player that Jody said she expected to play. They only got 15 suited up tonight, 18 total on the roster and proven out for the season, so that's a nerve for ball three. Looking to do. Gutter. Send the pitch that's fouled away and just out of reach of LeBrier. Strike two. Jay Gutter. Can't stress this enough. I've seen some incredible performances as a freshman, and it's because of moments like what Jay is going through right now. And you're left out there. I'm not saying this bad about Jody Hendrickson. This is just a move to make her better. She will be better after this. Here comes the full count. Bitch, it's in the dirt. All four runs going to score. Doesn't matter.
Ball four brings up number one, Caitlin Bradley.
And Caitlin Bradley will come up. She had a pop out to left fielder earlier in the game. Gooder now has gave up five runs. This bottom of this inning is now in line for the loss. In there for strike one. The beer is going to call time. This half inning is taking us about a good 40, 45 minutes. Oh, we had a shoe being tied over first base. Sorry about that. Trying to figure out what was going on. It was Myers that tied a shoe over first. Actually, that's Schultz now over first. The 0-1 is fouled away for strike two. Sounds like a dog upset as well. 3-2 pitch. Can Gooder get out of this inning? That's hammer toward right field. The right fielder giving chase and pulling it in. It is Rasmussen. Shattern gets out of that one. Five runs for Southern Valley Alma. And they'll take a three-run lead into the bottom half of the seventh. Shattern needs two to tie, three to win. We'll be back for the bottom half of the seventh here on 107.7 KBPY and shadrad.com.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Welcome back to Hammond Park here in Chadron, Nebraska. Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here. Remember, FDIC shattering down by two. Needs two to tie. Schultz needs to pay attention. Nope. The catcher was not paying attention when she threw back to Schultz. He was getting her shoe tied. The pitcher comes in to close out the game as we'll have the 5, 6, 7 hitters due up for Shattern. Jodine Chesley. She is 1 for 3 so far. Struck out twice. Did have a base hit, though.